truly appreciate your attendance this morning in this week. We've got a great agenda, and we've got a lot to do, so we very much look forward to it. I want to extend my appreciation to Blake and Terry and Jennifer, who's not here, obviously. But last night, as you all told me this morning, it was probably one of the best receptions we had at an annual meeting, opening reception. So thank you again for all that you all did. I didn't see David Morgan here this morning, but I wanted him to finish that verse of Danny Boy. He said he was going to do a whole... I'll give him the mic if he wants it. Again, it was a great evening, and we really look forward to it. You think about where we are today in the seed industry, where we've come in the last 10 to 15, 20 years or more. And we always talk about the evolution of an industry. We look back in the 80s and 90s how the computer industry evolved rapidly over that period of time, and how rapidly the computer capability or capacity changed. You think about the technology that's on your hip today. The first brick phones that were the size of your breadbasket on your table, and now it's a little phone, and it works faster, quicker, and better than that computer that you got in the 80s. It's the same with our industry. It's changing that rapidly. The opportunity that we have to bring to the masses of the United States, to North America, and to the world is phenomenal. But it comes with a responsibility. A responsibility to be able to meet that need, to bring new technology to farmers, to be able to plant and harvest the crops that we need to plant to feed the world. You think back last year at this time, we were looking at some pretty dry weather through the Midwest. All I heard last night was, God, I hope we can get the rest of it in, because it's already June 17th. You know, we're way behind. And so what we do, what you do as an industry, it makes that possible for America's farmers to deal with those drought conditions, to deal with those wet conditions, to deal with the ideal conditions when they do occur. So we appreciate that. But I want to make sure that we look at that responsibility that we have. And we're going to talk a little bit about that this morning and throughout this week as we go forward. And it's a responsibility to tell a story, to be an advocate for this industry, and talk about what we do, why we do it, and be proud of it. You know, the students stood up today, and you look at the people coming into agriculture, the opportunity that students have to drive that agenda that we have, to feed the world, to deal with Africa, to deal with Asia. And that's a phenomenal experience, and we appreciate them coming. By the way, they all have resumes with them, so if you're interested, you may want to talk to them in the hallway. But I heard an interesting statistic last night from Mike Peterson. Iowa State University, Mike, hopefully I get this right. The ag school has a competition with the engineering school. 97.5% of the kids graduating in the ag program at Iowa State get a job. 97.5. Engineering, it's 97.8. But who would have thought? You hear all of the negativity in the press today about everything that we do, and ag's not a good place to be. Well, when 97.5% of the people graduate, get a job, it's a pretty impressive place to be. When you talk to those students, they like the seed arena because that opportunity continues to grow and the technology continues to be there. So we want to talk about telling a story. This week we're rolling out ASTA's new website. And it will be that foundation of telling the story. It's still in its infancy, so there are some areas that are still under construction. But we want to give you a little peek here of what we're starting today and what will be that foundation for telling our story. So, Eric?
Do you ever wonder where our food or plant-based fuels and fibers come from? They all start in one place, the seed. Determining the right seed to plant each season is the first thing a farmer considers. What will grow well in my soil and my climate? What will be most resistant to pests and disease? What crops are in demand now? Farmers today have a wide selection of high-quality seed to choose from, thanks to America's vibrant and innovative seed industry. In fields, greenhouses, and laboratories all over the United States, seed companies are forging solutions to meet the world's demand for food, feed, fiber, and fuel. The American Seed Trade Association, known as ASTA, represents over 750 of these companies. Our members are engaged in every aspect of seed production and trade, from research, to breeding, to growing and harvesting, to distributing. They include regional, national, and multinational companies that produce seed for the conventional, organic, or biotech markets. And each company, regardless of its size, has an equal vote on policies and programs that promote business opportunity and safe production practices. At ASTA, we work with industry experts, federal and state legislators and regulators, and foreign agriculture and trade officers to protect intellectual property rights, promote efficient movement of seed, support science-based public policy, ensure thorough and consistent seed testing, encourage safe seed treatment stewardship, and support funding for continued research and education. At ASTA, we never forget that feeding the world and finding innovative new sources for food, feed, fiber, and fuel all starts with the seed. The American Seed Trade Association.
So that's our start. My thanks to Kelly Boyle, who's been working with the ASTA team to get that off and running. If you haven't had a chance to talk with her, she's been doing a lot of our communication. And to the companies that helped us with some of the footage there. It is truly a start. You'll see a number of other videos that will come up on the website over the next year, trying to focus a little bit more on various parts of our industry so people understand that, but to tell the story. And we'll be asking you to help us tell the story and your fellow employees, colleagues, and as we go forward. So. You'll also hear about our strategic plan efforts. The board over the last year has been working under the direction of Mike Gumina when he was chairman, and now under Blake and then Craig in implementing it. We reached out to the membership and asked, what do you expect from your association? These are our priorities. What do you think we should be doing? And you talked to us. It was great. We literally talked to almost 100 principal reps from companies, and then we had input from over 100 others through the electronic media, and it was very moving for us because we got good candid feedback. So you'll see our focus in the future in that strategic plan is intellectual property. It continues to be a key part of what we do, whether it's licensing or patenting or any other way that you protect that intellectual property. How do we let the industry, the agriculture value chain, know why intellectual property is important to the seed industry? Advocacy. How do we tell our story not only to legislators and regulators, but to the media? How do we talk about what we do with pride, not be defensive? And so how do we do that? State, regional, national, and international. We have a responsibility. Many of you deal with international issues. No matter the size of your company, it truly amazes me at how people will operate in that international arena. And one of the other things that is always very important to an association is the bedrock or foundation for us is your human and financial resources. You've got a great team at ASTA. I'm very fortunate. Whether it's your board of directors and the diversity on that board, or whether it's the ASTA staff, everyone will tell you, I just sit back and get out of the way because they operate this association very, very well on your behalf. And I can't say enough about the ASTA team and what they do for y'all. In closing of my comments this morning, I want to say your association's in great shape, and it's because of you. Your support, your volunteerism, the time that you put into it, the feedback that you give us. We're going to ask for a little bit more, but we're going to do it on behalf of the seed industry as a whole, and we're going to do it to tell that story in an advocacy way, and you'll see a lot more ramped up activity over the next couple of years. You'll hear us talk about a program that we're going to start that we have started that will talk about that intellectual property from the education standpoint and enforcement standpoint. The association and the companies are making a strong investment to get that message out in that arena. You know, we very much look forward to 2013, 2014, this next fiscal year. We've got some legislative hurdles behind us, we hope. Jane DeMarchi, where are you? Farm bill, we hopefully will get done. And that opens up new opportunities as well. I again want to thank Blake and Terry. And I want to say congrats to Craig and Sue. We look forward to this year. We look forward to Indianapolis next year. And again, on behalf of the ASTA team, thank you for such strong support of the American Seed Trade Association. Look forward to getting with all of you this week. Thank you.